A new variety of apple is coming to stores in December, and it's expected to be a game changer. It's called Cosmic Crisp because of the bright yellowish dots on its skin, which look like distant stars, and apparently it stores well. This is good news for the apple industry because in some eastern states, there is a new threat to apples. Researchers call it rapid apple decline, and they're trying to figure out what's causing it. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant reports.
Noah Petronic is worried about his apple trees. He's orchard manager at Sorgel Orchards, just off the highway in southwestern Pennsylvania. We start walking down a row of Braeburns. Most of the trees look healthy, with green leaves and bountiful red fruit. But a couple have taken on a strange rusty hue and are clearly struggling.
You can just see the first two trees you hit right here have shut down just over the past few weeks. We can walk through it here, and I can point out about another five or six that are shutting down.
Petronic says he started noticing this around 2013.
You have beautiful crop on, you know, especially August, September, your apples are starting putting on color, size, especially your later varieties like Fuji and Braeburn and Johnnigold. And then all of a sudden, you come back a week later, and it would be dead.
Apple trees are actually made up of two parts that are grafted together. Growers choose a type of rootstock and then graft the apple varieties, the Braeburn or the Golden Delicious, onto it. Petronic scrapes his boot along the bark of a dying tree just above the root.
You can see where the graft union is down there. That's just totally necrotic. It's rotting away.
That rot at the graft is the telltale sign of rapid apple decline.
This year, it's been horrible.
Carrie Peters is a tree fruit pathologist at Penn State. She told me by Skype that she's heard from some 50 apple growers this year.
I've been so overwhelmed in 2019 by reports of massive tree die-off that it's been difficult to keep up with it.
Pennsylvania is the nation's fourth largest apple producer. Rapid apple decline is also hitting New York, North Carolina, and Ontario. Peters and other researchers looked at common apple problems like soil pathogens, viruses, and even rodents.
And everything came back negative. But the common thread with these declining or dead trees is that the collapse was at the graft union. The roots were perfectly healthy, and the graft union was dying.
Researchers say it's not an insect or a disease that spreads from tree to tree. A recent study by Cornell University found that weather-related stress like drought and severe cold could be an underlying cause. But Peters has other theories, including increased rainfall or certain herbicides. She says a variety of stressors could be working together to lead to rapid apple decline.
Because we just don't know.
Back at Sorgel Orchards, Noah Petronic shows me a new variety he just planted, Crimson Crisp, and then bites on a stamen wine sap from a 40-year-old tree.
It's just baffling. It's heartbreaking, really, because you're taking care of these trees, you know, for years and years, and all the care that you can give the tree, you know, and all of a sudden it just, you know, doesn't make it.
Petronic says to continue growing local produce for customers, orchards like his will have to keep working with researchers and trying new rootstocks in hopes that they can adapt to rapid apple decline. For Here and Now, I'm Julie Grant.